Hello? Hello?
Hello, I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys. I am not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential.
Okay.
Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes.
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for President and Congress?
We both will vote.
Okay. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
My what?
Your race?
Oh, Caucasian.
Okay. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
A progressive Democrat.
Okay. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
I couldn't understand that. What about the Democrat?
Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
A strong.
Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm not satisfied.
Okay. Now I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10. How important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Protecting abortion
okay.
rights.
All right.
Protecting abortion rights from 0 to 10.
9.
Okay. Creating more affordable housing.
7.
Tackling climate change.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. A 6.
Funding for drug and substance abuse programs.
4.
Securing the southern border.
3.
Lowering taxes.
I'm sorry, say that again?
Lowering taxes.
That's a 1.
All right. Reducing crime.
That's a 3.
Okay. Creating more jobs and raising wages.
Say that one again.
Creating more jobs and raising wages.
Oh, 7.
All right. Thank you. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100.
Okay.
Donald Trump.
0.
Okay. Janelle Bynum.
I know that name, but I can't. Can you give me a hint?
Well, if you don't know them, you can say just never heard of or no opinion.
Okay. No opinion, I guess.
Okay. Kamala Harris.
What'd you say the top was?
100.
Oh.
0 to 100.
99.
Okay. Joe Biden.
100.
Okay. Lori Chavez, the Remur.
Lori, what?
Lori Chavez.
Oh, a five.
Alright. Tina Kotek.
I'm sorry, say that one again. I'm sorry, I'm having so much trouble. Go ahead.
Tina Kotek.
Oh, the governor. Seven.
Right. Republicans in Congress.
A five.
McDonald's.
A five, I guess.
J.D. Vance.
A one or a two.
All right. Democrats in Congress.
I'm pretty fond of them. How about an eight?
Okay. I know it's still wait a long
minute. What was his scale? 0 to 10?
No, 0 to 100.
Or two. Say again?
0 to 100.
Oh, okay. Kamala Harris is at 80 then, not at 8.
Okay.
Said 99, 80.
Where did you say Democrats in Congress are 80?
Yeah.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
All right. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez?
Democrat.
Even though you are not supporting Lori Chavez, the Remur, now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November
2024? Not very good.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
To the best of his ability, yes.
And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez is handling her job as your member of Congress?
I disapprove.
Will you say somewhat or strongly disapprove?
I beg your pardon?
Somewhat or strongly
disapprove. I still say something. I'm going to say you that time. Tell me.
Go ahead and listen again.
Okay. Tell me one more time.
Sure. Would you say you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Oh.
Sure.
I don't know. If it's Cornel West, I have a pretty negative rating for him.
Okay, no problem. Serving in the State House since 2016, Janelle Bynum is the first black woman to represent our community. In Salem, she has been a workhorse, not a show horse, with a proven track record of working with both parties and fighting to improve our schools and make our community safer. She's not afraid to go against her party to find practical solutions to our problems and get things done. As mayor of Happy Valley, Lori Chavez de Remur led Oregon's fastest growing community, making it more business friendly, offering more affordable housing for families, and creating a safe place to build a career and raise a family. In Congress, she has been one of the most bipartisan members, working to solve our toughest problems for homelessness to access to childcare. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't. But let me ask you again. If the election for Congress were held today, Would you vote for Democrat Jeanette Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez?
Lori Chavez.
Okay. And what specifically struck out most to you about Lori Chavez?
Ooh, dear. I don't know.
Sure, no problem. Thank you. Oregon, now I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Jeanette Bynum. Oregon may not vote for him, but Donald Trump may be elected to a second term anyway. We need strong opposition in Congress to serve a check on his dangerous agenda. And Jeanette Bynum is a proven fighter who will stand up to extremists and help flip the House of Representatives to Democrats so that they can act as a check on MAGA extremists. Is this convincing or not at all convincing? Let's go from 0 to 10.
What was the question? Is he in?
Yes. We need strong opposition in Congress to serve as a check on his dangerous agenda, and Jeanette Bynum is a proven fighter who will stand up to extremists and help flip the House of Representatives to Democrats so that they can act as a check on MAGA extremists.
And this is still 0 to 100?
No, it's a 10. 0 to 10.
I'm sorry, say that last part again?
Sure. We need strong opposition in Congress to serve as a check on his dangerous agenda, and Jeanette Bynum is a proven fighter who will stand up to extremists and help flip the House of Representatives to Democrats so that they can act as a check on MAGA extremists.
You're right. I've changed my mind. I want to give her a higher rating.
All right. Would you say rate from 0 to 10?
75.
Was this 0 to 10?
Oh, then I give her a 7.
Okay, no problem. For too long, people have been focused on the fight, but Jeanette Bynum is focused on solutions. She knows anything is possible when you remember what you're working for and who you are representing. As a mom, as a small business owner, and as a leader, she's not willing to accept that something can't be done to fix where we are today. And she won't stop working to deliver the changes our communities need. On a scale from 0 to 10, how convincing is this?
A 7.
Okay. Jeanette Bynum says we need public schools we can be proud of. And as the daughter of teachers and mother of four, she has been a champion for our students and our schools. She fought for the Student Success Act, which will invest over $2 billion every 2 years into early learning and K-12 education. In Congress, she will continue to fight for our children's education and opportunities.
Another 7.
Jeanette Bynum believes hard work should pay off, but people can't afford rent right now and the cost of food is simply too high. Working people are suffering because greedy CEOs are raising prices but not passing their profits on to workers. So in Washington, she will go after price gouging to help bring down costs and make the rich pay their fair share.
Yeah, that's an 8.
Okay. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. Let me ask you again. If the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Jeanette Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez?
A Democrat.
I'm sorry, what was that, sir?
The Democrat.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns people have raised.
Wait. Time out. How long has this got to go?
It's just about 30 seconds more, maybe. 1 minute at most. We're at 83%.
Okay.
Now.
I'm going to hold you to that.
Okay, I appreciate
okay,
it.
Okay, go ahead.
Lori Savisler emerged, so would herself, to this district as a different kind of Republican in order to win in a district that doesn't tolerate extremists, where her voting record shows that she's not different at all. Rather than helpless, she has supported tax cuts for the wealthy while voting to cut access to Social Security and Medicare. Would this be a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
Five.
This is just if it's a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all.
Some, but not all.
Okay. Lori Savisler Murray is a now out-of-touch multimillionaire who does not understand the needs of Oregon families. She has spent extravagantly and had taxpayers foot the bill, from limos to luxury trips to golf. She spends her time in her multi-million-dollar home in Arizona and at parties in D.C., while Oregonians deal with rising costs. Would this be a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
Not at all.
Okay. Now, I'm going to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Jenelle Bynum or Republican Lori Savisler?
Democrat.
The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
First year of graduate school.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
All of the above. no, I'm married.
All right. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
Right. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Oh, my God. I couldn't vote for Donald Trump if I knew it was going to send him to hell.
So would you say Joe Biden?
Oh, absolutely.
All right. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Really appreciate it, sir. Have a good night.
Good night. Bye-bye.